Athletics as he has to his business. Put the dedicated and experienced experts to work for you. Call Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham at 225-3788 or online at cbhdpros.com and get ready to be treated like family.
Autumn is here and the leaves are falling, so you know winter weather will soon be here. Be ready for Old Man Winter by shopping the Craft Stove Store and Patio for all your fireplace needs. Vent-free gas logs heat for just pennies an hour, and because they use no electricity, they'll keep you warm and cozy even during a power failure. The Craft Stove Store and Patio has over 20 burning models of vented and vent-free gas logs for natural or propane gas. Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Have you ever had to travel out of the country only to find out at the last minute that the IRS has suspended your passport? Let the Green Law Firm deal with the IRS to restore your passport. It's this type of IRS interference and many others that David Green and his staff know how to properly approach and resolve on your behalf. Call the law firm that gives you peace of mind. Call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or online at greenlaw.legal. Booking your flight to see the Tigers play this weekend? Before you leave home, make sure your ID will fly by switching to a real ID with the correct documentation at any SCDMV branch. Visit scdmvonline.com for a complete list of what's needed to purchase your real ID today and see if you're eligible to buy yours from the comfort of home. Again, that's scdmvonline.com and search real ID. Don't delay. Buy your real ID today.
Join Kwok and Kelly this Thursday from 12 until 3 at Subway on Tiger Boulevard in Clemson and help support the All-In Foundation and Breast Cancer Awareness. Dabo and Kathleen Sweeney will also make an appearance this Thursday at Subway on Tiger Boulevard from 12 to 3.
Northland does internet. So all of the things you like doing, Northland helps you do them online faster. You want a game online? Northland has reliable connections to keep you in the action. You want to get away? They do internet that takes you to distant worlds at a price you can afford. You want to stream, shop, and share at once? They have high-speed internet that allows everyone in your family to be online at the same time. Whatever you do, Northland keeps you connected. For a limited time, you can save big with our best offer of the year. Get Northland's fastest internet speed, up to 100 megs for only $49.99 a month. That's up to double the speed of our 50 meg internet for the same low price. Limited time offer, all rates net of taxes and fees. Not available in all areas. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. Actual speeds may vary. See northland.com/offers for full details.
Need to travel? Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs. South Carolina and all the ships at sea. Lots to get to today. Taj Boyd joining me in studio today. Is that like 5 o'clock, Ramona? Is that
yes.
doing that? Okay. And then Mr. Clemson joining me via the phone lines at 6:05. Is that right?
Yes.
Very good. All right, so we'll have that coming your way today. We'll talk a little Clemson, NC State, more college football. There's an interesting story that the Charlotte Observer has covered, and I want to get to that. We'll have a little more on Nick Bosa and the fascinating situation there a little bit later on. Also today, NFL power ratings. We'll talk about, you know, it's an interesting NFL season because there are a ton of points being scored, and yet the games are closer than ever, which is almost counterintuitive, but that's what we're seeing. So a lot to get to. You know, I've been thinking about NC State and Clemson, and I went back and watched some of the NC State-Boston College game this morning again, just in preparation for the game and see, you know, what they were doing. And it's, you know, it's sort of the same stuff they were doing a year ago. Some of the pieces are different. They don't have the Jalen Samuel piece. They've obviously been extremely effective in third down situations. I mean, they're a 60% third down conversion team. You know, it's interesting. When Finley has time, or when he has a clean pocket, or when he moves around enough to create a passing lane, he's very good. But when he gets pressured at all, he falls apart just like every other quarterback. I mean, he got pressured a couple times in that BC game early, and he made just a couple of horrific decisions. One, he just gave away a score on. I have no idea what he was doing. He felt pressure, and he basically just tossed the ball up in the air and gave it right to Boston College. So, you know, if you can get to him, you can cause him to make mistakes. Also, I don't think he read the underneath coverage very well. And I've seen him at times in zone blitz situations where teams will drop defensive ends, get picked off by DNs. And so, you know, in fact, that happened in that game. So as good as he is, and he is, don't misread me. This is the best quarterback in the ACC. You know, it's really not close right now, but I'm just pointing out that even the best makes mistakes under duress. And it'll be up to Clemson to put him under duress. You know, it's an interesting team. First of all, let me say this. Texture asks, is it paramount for the Tigers to start off fast? Well, I mean, I think it would help because NC State's been able to jump to early leads. I think it would help. I don't know about paramount. Clemson has enough offensive firepower. And, you know, look, quite honestly, we're still waiting to see Trevor Lawrence. You know what I mean? In a real sense, what we've seen the last couple weeks is the Clemson run game. But we're still waiting to see that sort of breakout game by Trevor. Off the top of my head, I don't think he's hit 200 yards passing yet. And I don't think going into the season, most would have expected that. You know, so we're still sort of looking for his breakout 350-yard, 4-touchdown game. And maybe it'll come Saturday. I mean, I think Clemson's sort of trying to figure out who they are offensively, improve the offensive line play, help Trevor Lawrence, keep him healthy with a dominant run game. And so far, the last couple weeks, they've been able to do that. Can they do that against NC State? Maybe. Maybe they can. I will tell you what the biggest concern about NC State is from a Clemson perspective. The biggest concern about NC State, those receivers. Those receivers are really good, especially Harmon. Harmon killed Clemson last year, and I've got a newsflash. He kills everyone. You know why? He's an NFL receiver. That's what an NFL receiver looks like. And you know the funny thing about Harmon? Harmon's not one of these guys who runs away from people. He just doesn't. Harmon, you're not going to see Harmon, unless it's a bust, running 10 yards in the clear. That's not who he is. Ryan Finley trusts Harmon. He will just throw the ball up in his direction.
and expect him to come down with it. And time after time, he does. Go back and watch the Clemson NC State film from a year ago, and there were lots of times Harmon was covered, whether they're back shoulder throws, whatever they are. Finley trusts Harmon implicitly. He will throw the ball up for grabs to him because he knows Harmon's winning that battle every time. And by the way, he does. It's going to be imperative that the Clemson defensive backs find the football against Harmon and Finley. Find the football. You know, because, again, you don't really need to worry about Harmon running away from you. He's not a speed guy. He's not a 4-3-5 guy who's running away from you. That's not who he is. Who he is, a guy that you can throw it to, whether he's covered, whether he's blanketed, doesn't matter. And he comes up with the football. So Clemson is going to have to deal with him. And it didn't happen last year. I think he had, this off the top of my head, my memory says that he had like 160 yards receiving in that game last year. And Clemson couldn't handle him. The Tigers could not handle him a year ago. And I'll tell you what, I don't think you're going to handle him now. I think you're a little more mature back there, a little more physically mature in spots, and you may match up a little better in that regard. But do not misread it. This guy is tough as nails, physical, and he always comes down with the football. Always. So that whole group of receivers, and it's not, you know, it's not just Harmon. The Myers kid is somewhat similar. The Myers kid is another kid that Finley trusts to be able to throw the ball up for grabs with, and that he'll come down with it. And if they get you in one-on-one matchups, they're going to hurt you because these guys are going to make plays on the ball. That group of receivers, this, no offense to anybody else, like the South Carolina receivers, anybody else, but this group of receivers actually has played up to their billing. And it's led by Harmon. Harmon is a guy that Clemson has to find answers to. And trust me, no one knows it more than Clemson. They know what happened last year. They know what Harmon did last year. They know the matchup issues he presents. And it's going to be fascinating to see how that all plays out. Because if you could take Harmon away from Ryan Finley and make him hold the ball, but again, it's hard to take him away because Finley's going to throw it at him. You know, if there's any doubt, Finley's just going to put it up in the air towards Harmon and say, you know what? I don't need to wait. I'll just throw it. My guy will make a play on it. So that's, I think going into the game, I think that's the biggest concern that Clemson faces in the game. It's the combination of Finley, that offensive line, and the wide receivers. And I think that offensive line, even with the losses of Richardson and Adams from a year ago, that's still one of the better offensive lines in the ACC. And, you know, in the Boston College game, they were able to get their run game going. Now, whether that's true against Clemson is another thing entirely, but the balance that NC State presents is one of the ways they get their run game going. And, you know, they run a lot of stretch plays. You know, when you look at, and we'll get into the run game a little bit later, but Gillespie is a thick, physical kid. He's a low center of gravity kid, thick physical kid. And they really have two running backs that they like. And they've started to run the ball more effectively. And that brings another dimension of their offense to the forefront. But I'll tell you, if there's one matchup, well, I mean, there's several matchups I'm interested to see. I'm interested to see, Harmon, Mullen. But the matchup in this game that most fascinates me is going to occur on the line of scrimmage. I'm fascinated in the matchup between Tyler Jones and Cleveland Farrell. That matchup really interests me because I think Jones is a four-year starter at NC State, and he's a really good player at tackle. And I want to see – I think that matchup between Jones and Cleveland Farrell is going to be – really something to see. Texas says, who has NC State played well? Well, you know, again, in a way, nobody. But you could make that argument about Clemson, too. I mean, I don't like that argument. I don't like that argument because who you played really has nothing to do with how good you are. It could be, but it's not necessarily so. Again, I've used the pro analogy before, but if the New England Patriots played NC State's schedule at this point of the year, and would you come into this game and say, well, the Patriots aren't very good because they haven't played anybody, or would they just be good because they're good? You know, is Clemson, you know, people have complained about Clemson's schedule, said, well, it's, you know, Clemson really hasn't played anybody. Well, Clemson did play at A&M, so they have, first of all. But for the people who say those things, is that really indicative of how good Clemson is? I mean, does it really matter who Clemson plays, or is Clemson just good? I mean, if Alabama played nobody, oh, by the way, they haven't. I mean, fundamentally, Alabama's played nobody, but everybody, you know, bows down to them and worships them. They win every week. They haven't played anybody. Why? Because we just grant that they're good. I don't know. Look, when I look at NC State, and coming into the year, this is what I saw. I saw a team that lost their entire defensive front, lost two guys on that offensive line, lost two linebackers, lost three DBs out of their top, out of their dime package, lost Jalen Samuels, lost Hines. And so you say to yourself, well, you know, they're not as good. You know, they have a favorable schedule, but they have a ton of question marks. Do they have the depth to be able to continue to stay successful? I didn't really think so. I mean, I thought they'd be middle of the pack in the Coastal, but the only thing I thought they really had going for them was their schedule and Finley. Well, Finley's the most important element. And the offensive line is actually turned into one of the better offensive lines in the league. And they've found a two-back system that works for them. And their receiving core is the best in the ACC. And so they have found answers. And surprisingly enough, their defensive line has played better than you might have thought. And Doran's done a good job. And finally, they believe in themselves. They believe they can compete with Clemson. They think they are the team to challenge Clemson in that division, and quite frankly, the last 2 years, they've sort of have been. Apologies to Syracuse, but Syracuse hasn't been a relevant team during that time period. They challenged Clemson this year and last year, but they haven't challenged anybody else. NC State has. And so, you know, I don't know. I mean, I think they're good enough to compete. Listen, if we're talking upset, you know, one thing I will say this. Anybody who watched college football last weekend who doesn't think that all things are possible, then I don't know. I don't know what you're watching. All things are possible. We've seen it here. We've seen Pittsburgh come here 2 years ago, a team that had no business being on the field with Clemson and Deshaun Watson, and beat Clemson here. A team that went on to win the national championship. We saw NC State miss a 30-yard field goal. Or they would have won here. We saw a Syracuse team last year beat Clemson. They had no business on the field with Clemson. They couldn't beat anybody else. So, all things are possible in college football. There are no givens. There are no givens. NC State, I think, will compete. To win, I think they're going to have to play a nearly perfect game. And I think Clemson's going to help them. Turnovers. That type of thing. And we've seen a couple miscues in that regard. Handoffs in the pocket with Trevor Lawrence last couple weeks. That stuff needs to be cleaned up. That stuff needs to be cleaned because you're playing a better team. I'm not sure how much to read into Wake Forest. I think Wake Forest is one of the worst defenses in the country. And Clemson made them look that way. I sort of want to see more in that regard. Right now, I'm thinking that spread is kind of right. I think it's right in that area. We'll take a quick break. Chris and Alan when we return. But on my list of concerns from NC State, that combination of Finley Harmon is concern number one. Because I think you want to try and take, if I'm trying to take something away from NC State, I want to take Harmon away in some fashion or another. Walter Petula Road Rage, quick break. We'll be right back.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products are put through 16 weeks of extreme temperature fluctuations to simulate 5 years of wear and tear. But these aren't just seasonal shifts. Inside the lab, it fluctuates between 150 degrees one day to sub-zero temperatures and layers of snow the next. Then back to hot, then back to cold. Then hot and cold. Hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. And we didn't even get through the first month. We test so it runs.
Upgrade to Unstoppable with Pittman Heating and Air and bring home a system that's tested to run through anything. Now through November 15th, get special financing for 48 months or discounts up to $1,000 on a qualifying new train system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's Pittman Heating and Air at PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769. Subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
It's hard to stop a train.
Here at The Roar, community means everything to us, and our friends at Carolina Alliance Bank feel the exact same way. Here's a real full-service bank that puts community first. They are the community bank you have been looking for. Whether it is for business or personal banking needs, Carolina Alliance offers competitive low rates and personal one-on-one services and the customer care you thought was a thing of the past. Find a local branch at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Again, that's CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca have that championship connection. Carol Tyler, class of 84, and Herb Tyler, class of 82, are rooted in the Clemson culture and deliver only what you've come to expect. Championship-style food and number one customer service. It's always their pleasure to serve you. Visit Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca and get that championship feeling. Or go online at ilovechickfilet.com and order the tailgate trays that make every game day a championship day.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Crescent Builders in Easley makes it easy. Rent to own as low as $46 a month and $86 down. No credit check. Metal, wood, and vinyl building. Financing for carports and storage buildings. Zero money down if approved. Rent to own on carports as well. We can build to suit your needs. A 6x8 up to a 14x50. All come with great warranty. Check us out on Facebook or online at CrescentBuildersOfEasley.com or call 367-3453.
Hey, this is Mark Griffin. Many of you know me from Griffin Property Solutions. After 5 years, I'm proud to announce that Griffin is partnered with Sperry Commercial Global Affiliates. The business landscape is constantly evolving, and so are the dynamics of commercial real estate. We offer local knowledge combined with a state-of-the-art global commercial network, leaving no stone unturned. We call it local reach on a global scale. Call us at 315-3734 or visit us at GriffinPartnersSC.com. Go Tigers!
It's another exciting year of Tiger football as they get set to take on NC State with hopes of another championship season. Clemson Downs is the only continuing care retirement community in the Clemson area, offering independent living, assisted living, memory support, and skilled nursing. Visit ClemsonDowns.com or call 654-1155. We'd be delighted to give you and your loved one a tour of our community. It's going to be a great year for Clemson football. Go Tigers!
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Pricey, but man, what a game changer.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Deptula Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. I've got to get myself one of those Jake Bentley knee braces, Ramon.
Oh, yeah?
That thing swelled up like a balloon last night. You know, and then this morning, on my way in here, you know what I mean? I'm like trying to navigate, right? I got the one lane blocked off by an 18-wheeler that's not moving. And so... Yeah. I can't really see the other side, so I change lanes, and I'm going to get in the other side. I'm going to get in the other lane, right? And then the other lane, I get behind Sanford and Son. The other lane, I get behind Sanford and Son. I get behind this, you know, 1965 pickup truck towing everything they own on the back of, like, multiple trailers, and the 18-wheeler passed it. It's in the fast lane. It's in the Sanford Sun's in the fast lane.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Northland Communication phone lines. Oh, before I do, two things. One, let me quickly tell you where we're going to be. Tomorrow, the press box is going to be at Loco Mart in Clemson. This is a station-wide update for, these are all Tigers for Tata's events. The press box will be at Loco Mart in Clemson. I will be at Crescent Builders, 4043 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley, 123 bypass right across from Hotspot. Many of you have come out and seen me there before, so plan on coming out. We'll have Papa John's Pizza and all, and they may be cooking out there too. They were last time, so... Walt, I will be at Crescent Builders tomorrow, 4043 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley. Friday, Mickey will be at Chick-fil-A in Clemson. The press box will be at Take Cover Boat and RV Storage in Seneca. OOB will be at Biotest in Clemson. I will be at Onward Reserve, the fine clothing store in downtown Clemson. And then, of course, 7 to 10, we'll have high school football. And Saturday, of course, we'll have Tiger pregame and then the game against NC State. So there's that. All right. Also, quickly, before we go to the phone lines, let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers in the Opwood Shopping Center in Seneca. Listen, Turner's an incredible jewelry store, something for everybody. If it's time to pop the question, they have the largest selection of diamonds in the upstate. You don't need an appointment to see diamonds later. You can go see Mark right now. He can show you diamonds in every class, every price range, something that will fit your needs perfectly at Turner's right this second. Also, incredible selection of watches. If you're looking for a manly watch, you can find that at Turner's. And then Pandora is the hottest thing in jewelry. It has been for a decade. Not only does it show no signs of slowing down, it's growing by leaps and bounds. The Pandora line has been expanded. It now includes over 150 rings, necklaces. But of course, Pandora is most known for the modern age charm bracelet, the slides. And along that line of thought, Turner's not only has an immense collection of Pandora, they have a Pandora store within the store run by two corporately trained Pandora ladies. But they also have the new collegiate line of Pandora charms, bracelets, and necklaces. So you can get your team's colors, huge selection, lots of Tiger Paw stuff. They also have the only selection of Le'Veon in the tri-state area. They're now carrying the new Groove brand silicon Tiger Paw bands. Very cool. And let me tell you something. Are you seeing already, Ramona, the people putting the Christmas lights up?
No, not yet.
Oh, yes. All
You're
my.
Kidding.
Oh, yeah. The Christmas lights are going up everywhere. Hey, listen, October, November, December, we're here. And so what I'm telling you is you want to get into Turner's early for your Christmas shopping and your Pandora selection to get the finest selection. Tell them I sent you. That's how this deal works. Let's go to the Northland Communication Flies. You know, a texter asked me, Walt, what's the best defense NC State's faced this year? I'd say Virginia. They scored 35 on them, and Virginia's basically been holding everybody. I mean, Virginia's only giving up 20 points a game. Ask Miami. They couldn't get to 20. they couldn't get to 16.
Why are you talking so fast?
I don't know what you're talking
about. You sound like you're talking extra fast.
Maybe it's your hearing.
Could be.
Let's go to the Northland Communication phone lines. Chris. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing great. Well, how you doing, buddy? I just got a question for you. Kirby Smart, he just ain't got it together.
I don't know what that was. I don't know what that was, but listen, here's the thing. You want to act like an 8-year-old? Do it on your own time. Don't do it on my time. Don't ever call me again. We'll track you down with your number. Alan, how are you?
Doing fine, Walt. I'm cracking up. Let me get you off my speaker here, buddy.
Good. I appreciate you getting in, Alan.
That was pretty funny there. I'm glad you cut him off.
Well, you know, hey, again, I don't understand the mentality. I mean, you waited on the phone line 15 or 20 minutes to do that? I'm not sure I get it. Maybe there was something I missed. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe that was going to be an incredibly funny call, and I cut it off.
Not sure either. I couldn't tell from the voice. But, hey, I always enjoy seeing you Friday up at George Coleman.
Absolutely. Thank you, Alan.
Enjoy seeing you up there. Hey, it could have been a Freudian slip, but a minute ago when you were going through NC State's position groups, and you said NC State has the best core of receivers in the ACC. Was that right?
By far.
Rate them ahead of Clemson?
Yeah, by far.
Ahead of Clemson?
Yeah, by far. Just to be clear, it's not about talent. Clemson has the most talented core receivers. NC State is the best. Look, let me give you an example. Just to prove it. Because I mentioned before that I thought Harmon had like 160 yards against Clemson last year. And a texter sent me this. Harmon had 8 for 155 and Myers had 9 for 105. And those are two of their three top receivers, and all three of them are back. That's against Clemson's defense. So Harmon against Clemson's defense, 155. Myers against Clemson's defense, 105. 17 catches between the two of them. So, I mean, there's like nothing to argue about, is there?
Probably not. I don't know how our receivers did against their group, but I imagine the top two are gone. So unless Higgins or Renfro blew it up.
Right. Well, and again, Clemson's defense is the standard bearer. You know, that's the, you know, in other words, I guess my point, Alan, is this. If these two cats are putting up 17 catches for 260 yards against Clemson's defense, then you know how good they are.
True. And as you went through the position groups and you told all the guys that were gone, I just got to hope and pray that their depth finally wears out by the fourth quarter. I mean, my gosh, it's amazing how well they've played with losing that many defensive players.
Exactly. Yeah. Again, that's why Doran deserves some credit.
Yeah, I listened to you. I heard some guys say that today. As much as I don't like him per se, you got to. I mean, they're the second best team in the ACC. It's kind of like the SEC East has been down. I think the ACC is pretty down, so that elevates NC State, but probably well deserved as well.
Yep.
All right, man. Enjoy the show.
Good job, Alan. Thank you very much.
George Coleman in the future.
Sounds good, Alan. Thank you. Yeah, again, if you're asking who the most talented group of receivers in the ACC is, that's Clemson. If you're asking who the best group of receivers in terms of seniority, productivity, consistency, that's NC State. And again, it's inarguable. Text says, no, State quarterbacks are better than Kelly Bryant. No, I'm sorry. You're just wrong. All right? The NC State receivers are a polished physical group, and they did this against Clemson last year. Listen, do you think, this shouldn't be hard to understand, Texter. Do you think that NC State's as good as Clemson? They're not. Yet somehow the last couple of years they've been able to compete against Clemson. Especially last year. How did they do it? Well, they did it because their receivers were really, really good. And Clemson couldn't handle them. Clemson could not handle those guys last year. Go watch the game. Educate yourself. Go watch the game. Harmon killed Clemson last year. Clemson had nobody who could deal with him. You know, again, I have a news flash for you. You're not the greatest at every single position. Because you're one of the two or three best teams in the country doesn't make you the greatest at every single position. NC State receivers are the most polished, consistent, productive group of receivers. And yes, it has something to do with quarterback play. But look, let's not act like Ryan Finley threw for 5,000 yards last year, because he didn't. In fact, you know what? Let me pull this up, because I'm going to play along. Because I don't think his passing yardage numbers were really any different than Kelly Bryant's. Let's see here. He threw for 3,500 yards. So he threw for 3,500 yards last year. Good, but not, you know, 5,000 yards. And that's what he did. You know, so he's a good player. He's a good player. But if you watch NC State games and you don't understand what a factor Harmon is, then you're crazy. There says, the stats for NC State receivers last year were a little skewed because Clemson was playing without some corners. No, they weren't skewed. They weren't skewed. They're good. Get over it. I mean, I don't get this. You know, I heard a guy call in today and he explained the whole A&M game as, you know, A&M was just lucky. If they played again, it would have been a 50-point blowout, you know, that we just didn't catch the ball. Come on, man. At times, you know what? You won. Stop trying to reinvent history. Stop trying to reinvent history. You won. You're the better team. You found a way to win. You won. That's all that matters. But you can go put the film on of Harmon in any game, and he just makes plays. Doesn't matter who he's playing against, it's irrelevant. Irrelevant. He makes plays every single game, regardless of the opponent. He was the biggest concern last year. He's still the biggest concern. He's still the biggest concern. That's the biggest issue going in. Harmon is a great receiver at the collegiate level. Not good, great. He's a man amongst boys. Texter wrote me and said, or excuse me, on Twitter, said, Harmon's a former student of my college buddy, so I've kind of followed his whole career as a Clemson fan, Peter. He reminds me a lot of Mike Williams with the ability to win the ball even when he's covered. Yeah, body type's a little different. He's not quite as tall as Williams, and maybe a little thicker, but he could just play. I mean, he's a tough matchup for everybody because Finley trusts him even when he's covered to make plays. So there's that. Joe James asks, which team do you think benefits from a wet field? You know, I don't know. The wet field thing is always a mystery to me. I think it, historically speaking, I think slippery conditions favors the lesser team because I think it takes away from the advantage of the more talented team. But it just depends. It just depends. I've seen it play both ways. All right, it's Orange Crush and Joe. As soon as we get back, I'll get to your calls on the other side. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
It's officially football season. Fall is right around the corner, and it's the perfect time to invest in a new comfy mattress. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca features both Beautyrest and Serta brands and has the largest stock and lowest prices around. Stop in, lay around, and the outlet's experienced staff will guide you in finding your new mattress today. Open 7 days a week. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located off Highway 123 across from Chick-fil-A.
You've heard
heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Pack your bags. Frontier Airlines has arrived at GSP International Airport with nonstop flights and low fares to Denver, Las Vegas, Orlando, and Tampa. It's never been easier or more affordable to reach your favorite destinations nonstop. That's right, nonstop flights on Frontier Airlines. So, don't wait to climb that mountain, roll those dice, ride a roller coaster, or reach the beach. Book your trip from GSP at flyfrontier.com. Frontier Airlines. Low fares done right.
Every year, WCCP gives you a chance to get our one-of-a-kind Tigers for Tatas wristband. All money goes to Dabo Swinney's All In Foundation, and you'll get your chance to grab a few and talk sports with Brad and Ben on October 18th. The press box will be hanging out at Locomart on Old Greenville Highway from 9 until noon. Locomart's teaming up with Tiger Moving Company to move some Tigers for Tatas wristbands. We'll have Papa John's Pizza and giveaways, too. Join us October 18th from 9 till noon at Locomart from 105.5 The Roar.
Electric City Crane Service, here to service any and all of your commercial and residential crane needs. Trust the local pros with over 50 years of experience in steel erection, roof trusses, and material lifts. Electric City Crane Service can also set new AC units and move or relocate hefty equipment in a safe and efficient manner. Ready to help you in every step of the way? Leave it to the certified professionals at Electric City Crane Service. Call 225-5351 today, 225-5351. Go Tigers!
Do you have a love-hate relationship with your credit card? You love the freedom and convenience the credit card gives you, but you hate the high interest rates? And let's face it, they're high. 17, 18, even 20% APR? That's pretty outrageous. But with Lightstream's credit card consolidation loan, rather than throwing your money away on high interest payments, you can get a much lower rate, as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay. And today, if you want an even lower rate, apply at lightstream.com/radio for a special discount. Plus, with Lightstream, your rate is fixed. So as rates continue to rise, your rates won't budge. They'll stay low. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, which means you can pay off your credit card and start paying an interest rate you can really love, thanks to Lightstream.
Ready to start saving? Apply now at lightstream.com/radio. That's right. Get your extra discount by applying today at lightstream.com/radio. That's lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Bring your own tools. Pull the parts you need and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. Right now, download our PYP Garage app. Get instant notifications when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more information or visit us today and save big. What's in your garage?
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the Motor Mile.
It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
If you got something to say, give me a call.
Back to Walt and Ramona.
Tip to the Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. By the way, Harmon listed at 6'3", 215 pounds, and game one against James Madison only had four catches. Wasn't really a big part of that game. I don't know if he was hurt in that game. I have no idea. But after that, 8 for 129, 6 for 150, 6 for 94 against a very good Virginia secondary, 9 for 128 against Boston College. So, you know, you're talking about basically guys producing 125 yards a game and about 7-8 catches every game. And that is in keeping with what he did last year as well. So, look, he's an issue. I don't care who's playing. I don't care who's covering him. I don't care what game or who it is. He's an issue. And again, just to reiterate, if you ask me who has the most talented group of receivers in the ACC, and I'm close, it's Clemson. But again, if you ask me who has the most talented quarterback in the ACC, it's Clemson. If you ask who has the best quarterback in the ACC, it's NC State. Those are two totally different questions. And NC State has the best core of receivers in the league because they're good, they're polished, they're mature, they work with their quarterback, they know their quarterback knows them. It all matters. It's all part of being a great receiving core. So, you know, that's the deal. I still think that I'll tell you what NC State's big problem is. Blake and Liberty asks, Walt, do you think Finley, how does he do out of the pocket? Can he scramble or pick up yards with his feet? You know, they actually tried to run a little bit of option with him once or twice in the BC game. Yeah, that is not a strength of his. He does not want to do that, Blake. He is pretty good moving around the pocket. Like, there are numerous times in the BC game where he felt an outside rush and he stepped up in the pocket. And at times you'll see him escape contain and make plays outside the pocket. But that's not really where he wants to be. He wants to live in the pocket. And so I think it's going to be important that Clemson gets push up the middle in his face. And again, I've seen him fall apart too. I mean, he threw two picks against BC that were both bad. And so there's that. The other problem that I think NC State has is, and I'm coming to you guys on the phone lines right now, they are not effective in the red zone. They're scoring touchdowns, I want to say like a 56% clip or something like that, which is not a good number. And generally speaking, that's a sign of a team that can't run the ball in that area of the field. Because the field compresses and shrinks, and you have to be balanced in the red zone. You have to be able to run the football. And that number speaks to a team that struggles in that regard. In other words, I think that NC State's going to move the ball between the 20s. The question is, are they going to score? And I'm not so sure about that. I think they're going to put up yards, but I wonder if they'll have a point total at the end of the game that's representative of the yards they put up, and I'm not so sure they will. All right, Orange Crush, Joe and Matt right now in the Northland Communication phone lines. Orange Crush, how are you? By the way, Taj Boyd at 4:30 today. Go ahead, Orange Crush. Orange Crush. Try it again.
How you doing?
Oh, there you go.
I'm here. Yeah, I was at the last game when we played, Pittsburgh beat us, you know, I think last year. And, you know, we went in there expecting us to play to blow them out. And we had two groups of Pittsburgh fans, real nice people down in front of us. And I had a group of Clemson guys next to me, and they were pretty high. And they just kept haggling the Pittsburgh. I said, look, guys, we haven't won this game yet, you know. And then the reality set in that this game was so close, just like this last time when I went and we played Syracuse. Man, I was just glad to get out of there win by one.
Right.
You know, but I went in there with attitude.
Hey, Orange Crush, let me tell you something. There were a lot of teams around the country who would love to have won by one last weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Georgia would love to have won by one.
Yeah. And I just, we just kind of, when the defense came on the field, that's when everything got real loud, because then we realized that the defense was really the ones going to have to win the game. I mean, this time against Syracuse. The defense is going to have to step it up.
Yep.
And that's when the crowd went crazy, as loud as I've ever heard it. But those fans left early for Clemson, and the Pittsburgh people turned around and they said, will you take a picture with our phone with us against? And I said, sure. You know, sure.
How about,
you know,
that? Sure.
Yeah, and I took a picture with their phone with the background, and they were amazed at Clemson. They were good people. you know, good people. But anyway,
they were the most shocked people. They were the most shocked people in the building because they, trust me, they believe their chances of winning were probably less than anybody else. So,
oh yeah, we came down there at the end, at the very end of the fourth quarter. We had 1 yard to go, and we could run the clock out. We couldn't get it.
Yep.
You know, and them guys were just, they just shut us down. You know, and that running back they had that was sick. You know, I think he had
James Conner
or something. He was running all over us. You know, but I don't. And, but
by the way, he's running all over NFL teams now for the Pittsburgh.
Well, I'm glad. Yep. I hated we lost that game, but I was kind of happy for the guy. You know, because he put his heart in that game. You know, and I'm going Saturday too. But anyway, you're totally right about everything you're saying. And tell Ramona she's supposed to cook me a banana pudding. I'm going to buy some from her.
what?
Yeah, what? Thank you, Ramona. Banana pudding. You promised me a banana pudding, Ramona.
No, I don't remember.
Apparently a wager forgotten. All right, Orange.
Thank you.
Thank you, Orange Crush. Good job.
You guys are great.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Joe in Greenville, and then Matt. Joe, how are you?
How's it going, Walt?
Hey, Joe.
You know, I followed the Adidas trial a little bit, and then a bunch of more information came out today, and they were talking about the number one recruit last year, Williamson, was asking for impermissible benefits. And in the testimony, he was suggesting, I think it was the Adidas agent or somebody, was suggesting that University of Arizona and about three or four other schools were offering $150,000 worth of benefit. And then he ends up going for Duke, and nobody's really going to investigate Duke, but can you really say a guy turns down $150,000 to go get some Nike gear?
Well, you know, it's funny. When we saw this thing in football, and it's different, but we saw it with Cam Newton and the money that Cam Newton was allegedly offered, everybody automatically assumed that Auburn paid him more, but nobody wants to assume that some of these, Ivory Palace schools or Ivory Tower schools are engaged in this activity. You know, the Zion Williamson thing that Dan Wetzel was quoting, you know, that seemed like a little iffy as well. I mean, it seemed a little suspect as well, because again, here it is. Dan Wetzel, Yahoo, questions arise about the recruitment of Zion Williamson, but would the NCAA really risk investigating Duke? That's the Wetzel article on it right now.
Well, they may not have a choice because this is legal testimony, and, you know, we don't know what else the FBI has. I just think it's interesting that every time when there's an elite player in South Carolina, he leaves the state because apparently these blue bloods can't recruit without bagmen, because that's basically what Kansas did.
Well, Joe, remember, Joe, when you asked me about this before, did you remember I said to you, consider that the world of college basketball recruiting is fair. And the reason, if you're losing a lot of these battles, the reason might be that you're the only honest ones in the room.
Yeah. And, you know, I can guarantee you, you know, if Adidas is doing it, there's other companies doing it. And I just don't get this whole holier than thou attitude that Coach K displayed yesterday was a disgrace. I mean, you know, it's not just a blip on the radar. The sport's compromised. When you're talking about giving players $25,000.
Yeah, it's a blip.
Like they said, $25,000 was given to Bowen to join an AAU team.
By the way, the Titanic now the Titanic hit a blip.
Just a blip.
Just a blip.
But last thing is just, well, you know, positive after bashing the sport a little bit positive news last night. The Celtics going to win a lot of games.
Hey,
lot of games.
Hey, the other day I wrote on Twitter that it's conceivable that Boston wins four championships this year, and the Celtics being one of them. I think the Celtics represent the biggest threat in the NBA to Golden State this year. I truly believe that. I don't think anybody in the West is going to beat them barring injury, but I think the Celtics are the one team that might.
Yeah, even with the Flat Earth Society.
That's right.
So appreciate
it,
Walt.
That's right. Thank you, Jeff. The Wetzel article, the transcript that was read in federal court here Tuesday, could be considered a proffer or an opening bid or just a feeler. I can't read this. I'm too far away. Just a feeler to see how quickly the other side would blink, and they wouldn't. Adidas consultant and longtime basketball figure Merle Code was on one line. Curtis Townsend, veteran assistant coach of Kansas basketball, is on the other. The topic, the impending recruitment of top five prospect Zion Williamson, who, like Code, hails from South Carolina. Little did either Code or Townsend know the FBI was taping the entire thing. See, that's the thing about that FBI place, Ramona.
Oh, yeah.
They can tape your calls.
Yeah, they can do what they want.
They can legally tape your calls. See, these basketball people, they're not used to that. You know, in the world that they used to live in, they weren't dealing with the FBI. They were dealing with the NCAA. The FBI is a little bit of a different organization. Their power is a little bit more significant. Hey, said Townsend, according to reading by Code's attorney, Mark Moore, between me and you, you know, he asked about some stuff, you know, who is he? Zion Williamson's father, per Moore's courtroom account. I know what he's asking for, Code responded. He's asking for opportunities from an occupational perspective. He's asking for cash in the pocket. He's asking for housing for him and his family. If this was to follow the basics that played out over the past 2.5 weeks here as the underground economy of college athletics was laid bare in a federal fraud trial, that meant a job, lucrative with little to no work, a lot of cash, six figures minimum, an apartment or house, rent-free, of course. If you've seen Zion play, you'd know that isn't a bad deal, which might be why Townsend sounded unfazed. I've got to just try to work and figure out a way, because if that's what it takes to get him here for 10 months, we're going to have to do it in some way, Townsend said. So what you have here allegedly is a Kansas assistant bringing up that a top prospect's father is asking for extra benefits to a consultant backed by Adidas Monday, and then answering affirmatively when that consultant provides more detail about those demands, every one of which is a dead red NCAA violation. While this isn't good news for Kansas, it also begs a question. If KU was indeed willing to do this, and Zion Williamson actually signed not with Kansas, but instead with Duke, then what were the Blue Devils or their interests, boosters, affiliated agents, Nike, willing to do? So Dan Wetzel is saying, hey, look, wake up. If Kansas was willing to make this offer through Adidas, etc., and he didn't choose Kansas but chose Duke, then what are we to assume that Duke offered in some way, fashion, or another? That's what Dan Wetzel is outright saying. And again, these were the same questions that were raised about Cam Newton, but no one wants to say it when it comes to the holy grail of basketball. Matt and Tiny, you're up first on the other side.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Pack your bags. Frontier Airlines has arrived at GSP International Airport with nonstop flights and low fares to Denver, Las Vegas, Orlando, and Tampa. Book your trip from GSP at flyfrontier.com. Frontier Airlines. Low fares done right.
Don't miss the Honda clearance event at Hendrick Honda Easley. The Tiger season's underway, and there's nothing better than pulling up to the party in a brand new Honda. 2018 models are on clearance, and now's the time to buy. Experience Honda sensing with lane and brake mitigation and adaptive stop-and-go cruise control. Have you seen the Honda backup camera with three different views? Honda's all about safety, style, and technology. Visit ILoveHendrickHondaEasley.com. That's ILoveHendrickHondaEasley.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel.
Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Be the hottest tiger at your tailgate party when you go buy Urban Nirvana. The best stylists, the best products make you look your best with ease. And guys, with all your Honey Bunny does, kids, school, work, why not surprise her with an Urban Nirvana gift certificate? It's so simple. Log on to urbannirvana.com, make your purchase, and print your gift certificate from your computer. So easy and so worth it. Look and feel like a tiger with Urban Nirvana. At MacBee Station and the shops at Green Ridge. Online at urbannirvana.com.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And don't miss the best Sunday brunch you'll find anywhere. Every Sunday from 11 to 2:30. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
It's tough out there on the field. If a bad play knocks you out of the game, count on the Trammell and Mills Law Firm. They're local lawyers helping folks in the upstate get the money they deserve. Trammell and Mills proudly supports Tigers for Tatas, selling wristbands for breast cancer awareness. Proceeds go to Dabo's All In Team Foundation. When you take a hit on the road or at work, call the Trammell and Mills Law Firm at 485-8585. It's your best play yet.
Do you have a love-hate relationship with your credit card? You love the freedom and convenience the credit card gives you, but you hate the high interest rates? And let's face it, they're high. 17, 18, even 20% APR? That's pretty outrageous. But with Lightstream's credit card consolidation loan, rather than throwing your money away on high interest payments, you can get a much lower rate, as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay. And today, if you want an even lower rate, apply at lightstream.com/radio for a special discount. Plus, with Lightstream, your rate is fixed. So as rates continue to rise, your rates won't budge. They'll stay low. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, which means you can pay off your credit card and start paying an interest rate you can really love, thanks to Lightstream.
Ready to start saving? Apply now at lightstream.com/radio. That's right. Get your extra discount by applying today at lightstream.com/radio. That's lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
For over 30 years, one family has owned and operated Roto-Rooter, helping thousands of home and business owners like you. That's what they do 24/7, 365, with a real voice to talk to when your plumbing issues become their plumbing issues. Rest easy knowing Roto-Rooter is there for you, serving the upstate and western North Carolina for over 30 years. 288-7686, rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the...